Oh, good, you got my message. I was starting to get worried that you missed it with how long you were taking. I know 5 minutes isn't much for most people, but then again, you aren't most people. I need to do a small inspection to make sure you are up to par. See, one of our clients complained that you were not well put together. Specifically, she stated that your tie was a bit messy. While a tie can be fixed, it made me think I should make sure you're complying to all of the dress codes. Just because you're my secretary and my boyfriend, that doesn't mean you get to slack off. I need to make sure you follow all of the dress code, understand? Very good. I'm proud of you for still wearing your panties. If you weren't, then I couldn't give you a midday reward. While I should dock a few points for your tie being messy, these panties just look so pretty against your hardening cock. I don't think I should have to tell myself no, do you? No. Why would you? You're going to get to feel good, so of course you're going to agree with whatever I want. You know your place and where you belong, boy. And that's it. That's all you'll ever be. You're just a boy, because a man wouldn't wear panties. Do you think real men get excited at the thought of putting on some purple satin panties? No, they don't. Just like real men don't get all turned on when their girlfriend starts to touch them through said panties. I can even feel you starting to leak. A wet stain appearing on the panties themselves. Are you getting wet just like a girl does? Yes, you are, sweetie. You can't lie to me. Not when I can feel it. Your cock throbs at my attention, watching as my soft hands stroke you through the fabric. I bet you wish I could take it out right now. Maybe feel my red lips around it. But do you really deserve something like that? No, you don't. I'm not going to risk my job for some low-level secretary. You're cute and fun to play with, but you're not worthy of losing my entire career over. That is why your cock is going to stay nice and locked up in these panties. You're going to have to settle for feeling my hand just outside of you. It's what you deserve. Do you really think I would touch someone who isn't a man? Who's just a boy who wears panties to the office? Anything more than this, and I would be disgusted. See, I do this for myself. I enjoy it because it's fun, and I like seeing you be humiliated. And you getting off is just a side effect. I would be feminizing you either way. You know that, right? See, when your cock is nice and tucked away in the panties like this, if someone were to walk in, it would be easy to explain what we're doing with some silly little excuse. But if someone were to look through my window and see your pretty cock in my hands, there would be absolutely no excuse for that. That is why you're going to get off just like this. You're going to come in these panties too. going to make you wear the mess around for the rest of the day. A friendly little reminder of who you belong to. At the end of the day, you're always going to come when I call. Trained by me with this only purpose in mind. You don't need anything except to be told you're doing a good job and maybe come, right? And even then, the orgasm isn't necessary. It's not like you need to come in order to function. If I were to stop touching you right now and send you back to your office like this, there's absolutely nothing you would be able to do about it, sweetie. You would have to be a good little worker. You know, keep your head down, do as you're told, all while ignoring that throbbing need. Not like you would be able to take care of yourself underneath the table or something. Everyone would know what a filthy little whore you are. How you can't even control yourself until you get home from work. I would be so disappointed in you. And despite knowing this, you can't help but buck into my touch, grinding your cock against the satin fabric. The panties don't help, only make it worse for you. You better not let out too many sounds. You don't want our coworkers to know what we're doing. If you keep it up, I'm just going to stop completely. Do you want to ruin it for yourself before you even get to release? So smooth against your sensitive cock. When you add in the friction from my hand pressing it, it's almost too much. I should in bliss. You're so pretty, sweepy. What a good girl, taking what you're given. Even flustering at the nickname. Let's face it. You've always known that you weren't a real man. You're a pathetic excuse for one. That's why you wear the panties. That's why being called a good girl gets you so hard. Even now, you're not trying to argue with it. You're just agreeing as you get closer to the edge. No better than to fight me because what I speak is the truth. I just happen to know you better than you know yourself, sweetheart. I take good care of you because you don't even realize what you need half the time. And then you met me, and everything fell into place. If it wasn't for me, you would still be walking around in life, pretending to be a regular guy, thinking that what you knew was correct. Then you met me, and everything got flipped on its head. You're happier in my care, aren't you? Just get to feel good as I continue to play with your cock, inching you closer toward the edge. Didn't even hesitate when I told you to put on the panty this morning like a good girl. Instead, you just asked which pair, and then you let me pick out the frilliest one I could find. I know I keep calling it purple, but if we're actually being honest with ourselves, it's more of a lavender with some frilly lace trim around it. A cute little bow in the front that I keep purposefully avoiding, focusing more on the tip of your cock now. My hand goes over the slit, spreading the wet mess you make throughout the satin. My goodness, you can barely control yourself. I thought you would have more decency since, you know, we're in public. But then again, you've never been the best at keeping composure. Why don't you look down? I want you to see what I'm seeing. Yeah, that's right. That stain has only gotten bigger the closer you've gotten. It's so cute. You're adorable. You've made yourself so wet, sweet pea. Going to try to tell me how you aren't my good girl again? Or do you just not have it in you anymore? Didn't think you did. You can't really argue with it when the proof is in my hands. Throbbing cock leaking all over itself. Don't even have to touch you with my bare hands. Just the fabric and knowing it's panties is enough for you. What a good girl you're being for me. Taking what you're given just like you should. Bet you would make such a lovely wife one day. Can picture you in the little milkmaid dress. No bra, no panties. Bent over the stove. Cooking something for me to eat when I get home from my busy job. It's not like you're ever going to be promoted above secretary. You look too good in this position. Love how you feel underneath me too much. Just another layer of ownership and humiliation for you. Submitting to your boss both inside and outside the workplace, you never really get off. A good secretary knows that her job is never done. I want you to come for me, sweet pea. Do you think you're close enough? Well, I know you are. You're not going to disappoint me when you've gotten so close, are you? I mean, it's just a bit more. I know you can do it, sweet pea. Be a good girl and ruin your panties. Just like that. Yes. That's it. Let it all out. Oh, what a good girl. Take some deep breaths. Gather yourself. You're in no condition to go back out to the office like this. Do you need my help with your panties? Do you need me to put your pants back on for you? Poor thing. Can't even do this by yourself. Need my help for everything, don't you? What a stupid and helpless boy you are. Good thing you're only my secretary. Couldn't trust someone like you to be in charge of something important. How are you feeling? That's my sweet boy. Give me a kiss. All right. You can go back to work now. I'll see you afterwards at Chico's, yeah? Looking forward to eating, sweetie.